Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Chris Crofton!
How's it going? Thank you for that great intro. Guaranteed to disappoint after that.
Oh, come on, man.
No. Always. So happy to be here.
Always so good to have you. You're joining us not from Bear Country. You're joining us from, what's Nashville?
It's called Music
Country
City.
Music? Music City?
Music City, yeah. But it's Music more City like...
Country.
It's like Basic City now.
Oh, damn.
Why is that?
In your face, Nashville.
It's full of paper condominiums and full of whoever buys paper condominiums. And I'll tell you what, they're not musical.
Yeah.
They're not the real ones. Not the old Nashville.
It's like Williamsburg. It went the way of Williamsburg.
There's still good musicians here, but I mean, in general, there's just millions and millions of paper condominiums everywhere full of whoever buys paper condominiums. And I got to tell you, most of the time, I don't want to know those people.
Yeah. When you say paper condominiums, are they made of paper?
I believe so, right? That's the only reason.
Yes.
The ones that
go up in 45 minutes and are all ready to go and have the exact same floor plan and have the same appliances. And everybody's like excited about that for some reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're just like these like yuppie prison cells is what they look like. It's like I'm a middle class prisoner in my stainless steel kitchen.
And, you know, and they're like, I don't know, like I'm kind of making up that they go up in 45 minutes, but they do go up very quickly.
No, they do go quick.
Yeah.
And they are made of, they're all the same. And then all the stuff in it is the kind of stuff that as soon as it gets dirty, like you find out, like you bought a shitty place. Like it's like when it's brand new, like, oh, this couch is awesome. And then like the threading starts to come out, and then the fire pit on the roof doesn't work anymore, and the fitness center doesn't have anybody behind the counter.
And it's only got one dumbbell.
Yes. And the foosball table all of a sudden breaks and nobody fixes it. And then you realize you paid basically, you're paying rent for a foosball table.
Yeah.
Is there a part of Nashville that is like gentrified pretty hardcore where like, you know, 15 years ago, you're like, what's that part? Like, what's that part? Because I feel like Echo Park in L.A. was one of those places that initially, you know, for people growing up, it was, you know, very working class areas where I would go to get my fake IDs and any other nefarious items. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, we love Echo Park. It's just so fantastic. What's like the Nashville equivalent?
I would say Germantown. Germantown was this sort of like, it was really kind of a poor area, and it's still adjacent to very low income areas, but then they just sort of just redid it. And now it's got, you know,
bunch of PCs, paper condos.
It's got paper condos, and it's got the people that jog around like poor neighborhoods in like really expensive yoga clothes and just pretend that for some reason with the landscape around them doesn't exist, which I think is really weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If my outfit is expensive enough, it might affect the other people around me.
Yeah. It's like, I just think it's about tuning it out. It's like, you know, they just say I'm in a magazine head while they run. You know,
to the
I mean?
Point like, about right. condos going up quickly in New York. I lived in Long Island City for 1 year, I think in like 2010. And then when my wife and I were visiting New York, like a handful of months later, we had to go back to our paper condo, to see if like there was mail there for us. Like that's how recently we had been there. And like, we couldn't find the condo. The landscape was so different. Like
it was just all the markers
so,
you used are gone.
It was so different. It was like when we got there, like 1 year earlier, it was like dog parks and warehouses. And then like it looked like fucking Tribeca when we went back to pick up the mail. It was wild. A lot of insider geographical references there.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
Nashville's not like a grid. So the interesting thing about like in New York, all I know is that Nashville's like gentrified in spots and then not gentrified and then gentrified and everything's sort of on top of each other. And that leads to a lot of like wealthy people tuning out their neighbors, which is like a really weird experience because my next door neighbors in the house my parents live there now, but it's a fucking long, boring story. But me and my brother and sister lived there for 8 years together. We could do a whole podcast about that someday. But that house, it is. It's a TV show that involves a lot of panic attacks. So the TV show is called Panic Attack. Anyway, the house next door to mine is like used to be this crazy house full of people who their dog's name was Front Yard, and and that's true. They'd be like, "Get in here, Front Yard." Which is pretty badass. Like I will say that maniacs know how to name dogs. So anyway, someone got shot next door. There were twin brothers living there, and one shot the other one when they were drunk. And then that house, you know, they moved away. And that house was sitting vacant for a while. And then they tore it down and built this giant, like paper condo thing that looks like a cuckoo clock. It looks like a house in Switzerland. But it's next to... It's huge, and it's like bursting out of the property lines. Like it's like the most house you could possibly put on the smallest yard ever. I mean, this was previously a low income person's yard. It's small,
right?
Yeah. And they packed it full of roof decks and fire pits and foosball tables, and it's just bursting, and it looks absurd,
right?
And their neighborhood around it is still poor. I mean, right. Poor is like. I don't mean to say poor, middle class. I don't know. Like, it's not like really poor because what I mean,
it has a lot of personality according to the real estate listings.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a regular street. It's a regular street full of people of various incomes. Like, yeah. And like, then there's this cuckoo clock in the middle of it. And those people just pretend the rest of the neighborhood don't exist. So you can't even really talk to them because that would blow their whole like theater piece they're doing. So they're just like, hello to your neighbor. And they will not acknowledge you because they're like, to acknowledge you would admit that
you're
you just
yeah,
you're a fake millionaire because you came to a neighborhood and just this is the only place you can build that monstrosity. Go build it in the neighborhood where it's supposed to be with all the other rich people, or else build a normal house, dick.
Right. Boom.
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay, so a Google search was sex for science.
Sex for science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, okay, so like you can have sex for research.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah,
and I was just curious, and I mean, I think I was writing a joke, and like it started out with another search, like things that are hard to do while you're horny, and then I just, you know, went down a hole, and I was like, oh, you can have sex. That's like that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
So what are the normal like sex for science things? Like you fill out a questionnaire, or like hooking you up to some like brainwave readers and shit, and then like, you know, popping them off.
I don't know. It's just the idea that someone's watching.
Yeah,
with a clipboard and taking diligent notes. That's
actually a really great role play idea.
Yeah.
You need to get a third person involved. Yeah. Or dude, I guess not. You could just be going on your own.
My fantasy is to be a scientist cuck. That's right. I watch my wife get banged, but I have a clipboard, and I'm like, okay. And I'm just like peeing myself in the corner. Like the other person's like, this is kind of weird. I'm like, please keep going. The experiment is not over.
Yeah, that's the more dignified way to.
Nobody's watching me, but it's for biology.
Wow. Yeah, I do wonder, like, because Kinsey was real, you know, had a lot of studies going, had his lab assistants in there, all sorts of wild shit. What, like, is there a modern day Kinsey who's studying the sexual spectrum and all that good stuff?
You know, I didn't get as deep as I wanted in the research. So, you know, just a little bit.
Just something you were searching. Yeah.
Just the tip of the iceberg, but I mean, I'd be interested to know. So, like, as I find out more, I can keep you posted.
Yeah.
Or
anyone knows about it, let us know.
Yeah. What do you do? Like, do you get a free mattress? I'm also interested. Like, how do you, can you eat off of fucking for science, for fucking for research?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, and then is it also like, do you have to be
8 hours prior?
Yeah. And is it like, do you have to be a couple, like a specific, like physiological traits? Can you just be like a traveling couple that like has sex for research? You just hop from lab to lab.
Right.
This is all a very interesting film that I would watch.
In Joe Biden's America, you'll be able to have sex. You'll be able to make a living off of this.
Scientists. Yeah. Those scientists he's going to listen to, they're going to pay people to have sex.
Yeah.
I look forward to this bright future.
Yeah,
right. I'm like, cool.
What is something that you guys think is underrated?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
That dude is underpaid at $350 million or whatever. He is fucking the greatest baseball player of all time.
He's so good.
I love him.
We're all freaking out, but we should be freaking out more. We should be like running out our doors and down the street. He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so game one, he had 2 steals in a single inning. The Dodgers had 3 steals in a single inning, which was the most since 1912.
Damn,
since
really?
1912 World Series. Which
that
is,
catch, I guess it was game 7 of the last series where he basically flew.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, he's flying. That's no human can do that.
And also just like one of the all time great names, I think.
Good
Mookie
name too,
Betts.
Yeah.
I know. He would either be like a jazz drummer or a baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, how come Mookie Blaylock didn't get his, you know, roses when he was playing in the NBA?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's Mookie Blaylock was a name that I think I invented before he made it into the NBA, because when I was a kid, I used to like pretend to be like the local basketball, like local college basketball team, and like that there would be this amazing recruit that came in named Mookie Blaylock, and then he became like, I found out he was a real basketball player. Also, that name is like so amazing that was Pearl Jam's name before they were Pearl Jam, was Mookie Blaylock.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, that's kind of weird. So we'll
isn't that like why the Mookie Blaylock at UCB is also, he was like a Mookie Blaylock, or he's Blakelock, right? It's so funny how there's a similar Mookie Blakelock, who's the improviser.
Your name is
Mookie Blaylock, the fucking NBA player.
I asked wild. Mookie, he's like, where'd you get your, is Mookie, like your parents give you that? He's like, no, I don't, people just started calling me that. Like, he really didn't have a memory of, like, why. Just
his
like,
name's Chester, actually.
is there some wizard going around blessing the Mookies of the world, like, without them knowing? And then, I call you Mookie.
Mookie, you are now a Mookie.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, the result of some amnesia episode. You just, like, wake
I'm
up.
I'm switching
like,
to Mookie Sanders. You've always been called Mookie. Like,
really? I mean.
Mookie Sanders. I'm now Mookie Sanders.
Like, everybody. I think it's too late for me, but I definitely wish I had gone Mookie earlier. I didn't know that was a thing you could do. Just become Mookie Blakelock sounds like a name that was made up on the spot more than it sounds like a name that I would have made up on the spot if somebody was like, hey, what's your name?
Or you're doing an improv scene and you have to name your improv partner and they come in. What's up, Mookie Blakelock? Sorry about that.
It's crazy because Mookie, the improviser, is like one of the funniest improvisers.
Oh, ever. Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
I mean,
so funny.
I don't know. Almost nobody's cracked me up on stage as much as him.
Yeah.
So you're just, if you're named Mookie, you're inherently talented.
Well, he does end like at the end of every scene, he goes, "That's it from Mookie," and everybody goes crazy because he says his name. And he that's always
then
his
he bus. Leaves the show and he doesn't do any more scenes.
Mookie, like,
oh man, how much do you miss? Do you guys miss doing improv? Are you guys improvisers?
I'm not.
I did back in the day when I was trying, when I thought that's how I was going to get on The Office, and I gave all my money to UCB in 2011.
They scammed you.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, they're making me do level 4 office. A bunch of times.
When do you get on The Office?
Yeah, I know that. I feel like that was, for a lot of people, that seeing that sort of pipeline, because first, like, the Groundlings was, like, the pipeline to a lot, like, everyone was hiring a lot of Groundlings people, and then UCB, people were coming out of UCB were getting a lot of work, too. Yeah. And that was sort of my like 10,000 foot view from like doing improv in college with Groundlings, being like, when I got back into it, when I left politics, I was like, nah, it's UCB, man. This is where I'm going.
Yeah.
Back in our day, it was Conan that you were trying to get on.
Oh, really?
Right.
Like as Conan a writer, as the masturbating.
Oh,
bear.
As a writer would be like the ultimate, but that was
just to be a bit character in the crowd.
Be a sketch actor.
Everybody did bits, and then you would eventually get in good with them, and then you'd be like, say to one of the writers, like, hey, could I submit a packet? And like, oh yeah. You get somebody to kind of like usher you in a little bit.
Yeah.
And
then, you guys are both famed improvisers. Do you guys miss it quite a bit?
So much. Oh my
crazy. It's like totally one of the things when I would do it regularly and then I wouldn't do it, I was like, oh, I feel crazy when I don't do this stuff.
Right.
And, my wife was just saying, I hope improv theater's open because I'm tired of your bits around the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like performing for an audience of one all the time.
Yeah, I know. Who also has to be in the scene with you.
Yes. Right.
Carry the weight.
And you're like, hey, is it cool if I just spill a bunch of beer in the kitchen? I need it to smell like backstage at Franklin.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the brilliant, the talented Sapphire Sandalo. Yippee, yippee. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the coolest studio of anyone we've ever talked to.
Oh my really? Goodness. Thank you so much. I spent a lot of money Nissan on it.
Scene
so.
Is dope. Where are you coming to us from?
I live in Echo Park.
Hell yeah.
East side of LA.
You're, is that a chair behind you? Do you have like a really high back chair? Is that?
Oh no, oh, this is foam. Yeah.
Oh, dope. I thought that was like a throne.
What was it? Oh, a gamer so chair?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Is that, what kind of gamer chair are you working with there, Sapphire?
I know gamer chairs are real, but every time someone says it out loud, I'm like, that's fake. That can't, yeah. Please, that can't be real.
My husband has one. He hates it.
He was a gamer.
Yeah, it was gifted to him. So,
gotta
is he a gamer?
It.
I mean, he plays games. I don't like what makes someone a gamer as opposed to just like a person who plays games.
That's a good question. There has to be some. I guess it would just be like when you're willing to buy the chair for yourself.
Yeah,
definitive. But a gift—that's a gray area.
Right.
That's true.
Unless you're such a gamer that people are like, look. He's not going to buy it for himself. We got to do him
like this
favor.
Anymore, man. I hate to see you gaming like this, my man.
Your back is all hunched over because you're not gaming in the proper chair, dude. I don't know. I don't know what gamer chairs do. Do they make your posture better? Probably not.
I mean, they're supposed to be make it more comfortable for you to game for long periods of time. But right. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that anyway, so
right.
Hey, says you.
What do I know?
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Well, I would say I'm kind of running out of crazy things to watch. This pandemic gone on so long, I don't know what to. I mean, I've watched every dumb thing you could possibly watch, but I've been watching a lot of abandoned, just generally like abandoned house videos.
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned like factories and abandoned mental hospitals and stuff. But here's something it's kind of an observation about it. Watched enough of them now that I realized there I've seen an episode where a guy showed up and a vlogger, you know, they call them vloggers,
yeah,
video. Blogger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really, so it's bloggers with the video now, huh?
It really rolls up on blogger. Yeah. Way blogger. Vlog. What a lazy. Like, who cares? they showed up to an abandoned house, and there was already another bunch of vloggers in it.
Like they were shooting at the same time.
Did they have like the wackest West Side Story showdown of all time? Were they like turf war?
They kept saying how it was like spooky, you know, but it wasn't spooky because there's someone, another person with a camera there, you know. There, so they had to go into each room. And they had to wait for the other vlogger to leave the room, so it'd be spooky again.
They were like, "What was that?" And it was actually some other vlogger saying, "What was that?" Was the sound that they heard? Yeah.
Yes, like an echo. Like. If there's a doll in the house, and so everybody, when they see a doll in a house that's abandoned,
it's a fucking doll.
Yeah, they're like, if it's not a creepy doll and it's maybe a nice normal doll, they still go, oh my god, that doll's creepy. So it's like an echo chamber.
Listen,
walking through it, like one vlogger you can hear going into the room and going, that doll's creepy, and then the next vlogger goes in.
The vlogger industrial complex. Yeah,
and it becomes like, plant that doll? Does the vlogger bring a doll with them? So have a doll.
Oh yeah, of course. It's a planted doll. You see them. You see it all the time. These vloggers planting dolls at the scene of the crime. All these.
A doll is building seven.
Exactly.
Hold on, listen, man. You could hear. Hold on, everyone, shut the fuck up. I think the doll's talking. Listen, it said like and subscribe, didn't it? Right. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So I've heard a lot of that, and then the other thing I was noticing is that. People are desperate, like content creators, you know, it's like it's an endless operation and there's only so many abandoned houses in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them, like, you know, if it's just nothing in there, like, then it's pretty boring. But the good ones that still have the stuff in them, which are also super, really sad because it just means whoever was living there died and like didn't have any close relatives. So all their stuff's still in it. And the people are, look, is. I wonder what happened to this person. All their heart medications all over the place. And they you know, they're fucking.
There's blood all over the toilet.
Yeah, the macaroni. Still, these people lived like crazy. And it's like they didn't live crazy. They were old people. So, anyway, I feel like sometimes people are breaking into people's houses when they're not at home. They're calling.
Now, that's the next wave is cat burglar content.
Seriously, and they're gonna need to do it. They're gonna be like, go, and they're just gonna end up breaking in and being like, look, there's a man still in the bed.
that's like I remember when we were talking about the guy who was caught camping on that like abandoned tropical island in Disney World in Orlando.
Yeah.
And then that got me like watching a string of just like these kids who just get off on like just trespassing in Orlando, like at Universal or Disney World or wherever. And like they're so slick. They'll literally just like jump fences, time it out, slip in through a door, walk through a concourse and end up in like some discontinued part of Epcot. And then like when they get caught, they'll be like, excuse me, what are you doing here? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for the bathroom. And they're like, well, you shouldn't be here at all. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And like they walk them out and they're like, oh shit, that was so close. That's like my high stakes content now. I'm like, oh, little kid, you're gonna get in trouble.
Right. And then they're like, yeah, and then the people are like, I wonder if that was like, you know, like I just think they're gonna start being like, oh, it's a ghost security guard. Right. You know, like, be like, no, I'm a real fucking security guard. Oh no, that's like, you know, like I just feel like there's a point where they're gonna break into someone's house and they're gonna be in there and the person's gonna be like they're like there's a ghost you know in here and the guy's gonna be like no I live here it's my house
yeah. My house just needs to be painted you asshole get out of here
yeah you know how much it costs to re-roof a house
there have been a couple videos where there have been people saying like I'm not sure it's abandoned and I'm anyway that's what I've been up to I've been watching like these abandoned and also just the question. Is a place abandoned if it has 20 vloggers in it?
True.
Is a mental hospital abandoned if there's 20 vloggers in it?
Right.
That's like in LA. There's like two like abandoned hospitals that like everyone shoots in, like to do like guerrilla style creepy shoots or photo shoots. And at a certain point, you're like, it completely isn't weird anymore because it's got like a bunch of leftover modern trash. And you're like, this just looks like some fucked up building. People are just like,
anyway. Oh, shit. Look at that Dorito wrapper. I feel like that's old kind of Doritos that they used to have before.
When it was clear, when it was see-through in the front window.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
when they did the retro bags.
Oh, shit. That's so creepy. I remember that shot from Grey's Anatomy. When Grey's Anatomy shot here in season 2.
Oh, my God. Damn. Let me pose here. Yo, is that a Surge? Is that a 20-ounce bottle of Surge unopened?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of, like, I think that's old. That happens. I mean, that's most of those.
I think that's old.
I think that's old. Or maybe it's not. They always say, like, there's three things they say. They say, I think that's old, or maybe it's not, but I think it is.
Right.
And then some. Not again.
It's all kind of the same genre like that, Bigfoot hunting and ghosts, like where you kind of got to pretend like it could be, but also you got to be kind of real and be like, but it also could not be. But I don't want to ruin the whole illusion, so I'm going to pretend, hey, maybe it could be. I don't know.
Those
that was
videos,
a good gig, though.
Mostly waffling.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it's all about the mystery. So, like, by not knowing, that's, like, part of the fun.
Yeah, I like watching old. I love old shit, too. So it happens to me. It happens to me all the time. I'm always like, I think that's old, but then maybe it's not. I think it is, but maybe it's not. That happens. That's, like, all day for me.
Yeah, it's all day, bro. Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be
false? Well, this is crazy because I wrote this down before I knew what we were going to talk about today. I have two again, but one of them I couldn't debunk, and that is that I think my nails are growing faster now.
Wait, why? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't remember having to trim them this often, but maybe it's because I have I used to be able to go outside. But
do you think it's a time marker?
I think they're growing. I'm like having to trim them, I feel like, multiple times a week.
And when that's too many. Yeah.
But so I don't know. And I tried to look it up and there's mixed results, so I couldn't debunk it.
Like Meg and Family Guy, when that was her power, or just her legs got, or her nails just got super long for a second.
It's just every time, because I play guitar and you notice quick when that, and even because we all type so much, you notice on your keyboard when they're longer because you're like, am I worse at typing all of a sudden?
Right. Getting a lot of weird fret buzz here.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was the first. So I couldn't debunk that. Maybe if there, I know that there's definitely people smarter than me that listen to this because that's everyone. And so let me know if your nails grow faster as you get older. The internet has mixed results.
I have a feeling I've had a similar thought. I'm like, damn, my nails got fucking long all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's like one of the few things is keep helping me keep track of time is my fingernail length. Like, I've lost every other marker. Like, you know, pumpkin spice latte season happened 5 days early.
Sure.
The NBA finals just ended. You know, there's a, I don't know what's going on.
The Chiefs play at 2 p.m. on a Monday for their Thursday night game.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. So I've, like, those normal things, like, the only, that and my allergies are the only thing that have been consistent. And I think because I've lost those other things, I forget, like, how much linear time has passed. I'm like, you know, I feel like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill when she come out the coma and she's like looking at her hands. And she's like, 4 years or whatever that line is. But
yeah, that's interesting. Cause like when you, I just remember when I used to park in the same parking lot every day, like at a certain point, it just, they all started blending together because like, I just couldn't distinguish that morning from every other morning that looked and felt exactly the same. And I just wonder if like a similar thing where we're just like kind of, you know, our brain is actually far more nerves going from our brain to our eyes than vice versa. Like our brain fills in a lot of the stuff that it already knows is there and your eyes are only taking in a very small portion of it. And I think that's just generally true with our world. Like we, whenever there's something that our brain is like, okay, this is going to be the same every time, it just like starts filling that in and memory holing it. So
it's like cookies on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Your brain is cookieing the world around you because we're in a very routine.
It is like that when you see those paragraphs where every word is misspelled, except but the first and last, and then but you can read them properly.
Right.
Your brain is doing all the fill-in work for you, where you just understand how everything's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Come on, brain. You got to get better and work harder. if there's one thing to tell my brain. The other thing I wrote down to debunk is you, and I, like I said, this, I didn't know we were going to talk about today. You'll be okay if you delete Facebook. You're not going to lose connections with your friends. You're not going to miss. It's okay. You can keep in touch with people without it now. I know that a lot of people hang on because they're like, this is how I keep in touch with what my like cousins or I deleted it. I've been forced. I just text people sometimes and say, what's up? Hope all is well. Like that's like old high school friends or things like that. You can kind of just put in a little bit different work. And it's not like replacing, hey, we're all having a dialogue about a funny photo or something, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Or it's always like, oh shit, the star quarterback of my high school is like just a racist troll now. Uh-oh.
I think it's the concussions.
Because you know, you remember back then, like there were no protocols, and I remember his helmet was a lot lighter than everyone else because he was more of a, you know, it's kind of scrambling quarterback. And he took, I remember that one game against Bishop Amat. It was pretty fucked up. And then he still got back in. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I'm like, maybe he's just racist. I don't know.
Maybe he's just been racist the whole time. Maybe right. That's just maybe he said he wanted a lighter helmet because white people's brains were bigger and you need to look it up. Like maybe that was the sign he was racist and not the getting hit by the football. I just think I have lost nothing. I have missed out on nothing.
Yeah.
Because I have deleted it. I don't know. I have a Facebook fan page that I don't know how to maintain without having Facebook. But I don't really know what to do. I know that some people hang on because they're like, well, yeah, because it is a really, at its inception, it was a really good way to rate women on their hotness. And then the second thing it was good at was you could keep in, it kind of, you don't need a high school reunion anymore.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't think we're meant to be this in touch with this many people and have no intimate relationships with any friends anymore. Like, it's I'm not supposed to have a 1% tab with 1,000 people.
And to have the most annoying thing that those 1,000 people do every day just bubble up to the top of your consciousness to make
you
angry.
So if you're thinking about it, here's what I can say if you're listening and you're like, well, I don't like what it's doing. Log out and delete the apps for a little bit and see how often you just open a browser and type FAB or it's really it makes you feel crazy. When I logged out and deleted the thing, I would just open Chrome and type FAC and then I'm like, oh no, like my muscle. And then you'll slowly stop doing that and you'll slowly get better. It feels like I'm like getting rid of like a sugar addiction or something.
Yeah.
I think you don't to your point though, by texting somebody, I mean, like just being on Facebook, I think people massively like overrate or underrate how passive it actually is. Like you may think, well, how do I keep up? It's like, but are you interacting? You might just be scrolling, like, oh, that's what they're doing. Oh, that's what they're doing. But it's not, you're not connecting. And I think even to your point, by even texting someone, like, hey, what's up? You good? That's where
it
you're
starts to feel like a zoo after
connection.
A little bit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, where it's like a one-way connection we all have with each other.
Yeah.
But, and then I hated who I was going in and being like my muscle memory is to go to these things.
Right.
And I'm like, this is, where did I get to where this is a thing I check off 100 times a day?
It's because of Zuckerberg, bro.
Yeah.
They had it all planned out.
You can do without it. I know people who say, and I need it for this. I need it for this. I use it for this. You don't. You can figure it out.
I'm now Zoom bombing for my personal interaction on a daily basis. Just going into like random numbers. Random login numbers, family reunions, you know, corporate meetings, AA meetings, just coming in being like, sup.
What you do is you just crawl, you just look on Google and you just search for people who are publicly posting Zoom meeting IDs. And I just go in, video off, and I just like to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, I had a Zoom stand-up show get bombed by, and this is what I miss live stand-up so much because at least hecklers had to have gumption when it was face-to-face. Now they bomb a Zoom meeting, and these kids are so not good at being racist. They're so, they bombed the meeting, they stole the screen share, and they went to the KKK's Wikipedia page. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you? The page says they're bad. Like, I don't know what you're trying to get across.
That'll
like,
show
what a,
them. Right.
What a lazy racist. At least if you were heckling me in person, you had to call me a slur while I looked at you. Do you know what I mean?
Right. There's a little more. Yeah, there's risk involved.
Come on. Back in my day.
Come on, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, they just all Zoom bombed it, and they like Googled penis. Do you know what I mean? And they threw the picture up there, and you're like, buddy, I got one. Like, I don't know.
These are medical diagrams.
You're so
bad.
This
actually sounds like you were Zoom bombed by like a 55-year-old dad or mom or something. I don't know how to internet. This being Monday, is the Amy Coney Barrett thing like over, or did she? What's
my understanding is that it was 3 days, three fits, in and out, and
wasn't there a thing where like Kavanaugh did the same thing, like he had 3 days, but then we found out that he was a serial sexual abuser, and so then like,
and then they were like, we got to get back in there. Yeah. I don't really know.
It's going overtime.
As I was watching, honestly, half watching the Amy Coney Barrett like sessions, I guess I was like, oh, I guess I have never really paid close attention to like a fairly uneventful Supreme Court because I just was like, the only one I'd really ever paid attention to was like the high trauma of the Kavanaugh hearing. So I'm like, maybe this is how it goes. I have no idea.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. The thing that it made me realize just watching it is like how full of shit the whole Supreme Court thing is. Like because by the time an argument gets to or a law gets to the Supreme Court, there are going to be multiple interpretations that you could conceivably be like sided with. Like, they're equally valid, and every time a case comes before them, it has two arguments that are going to be equally persuasive and correct, and you just choose the one you want to go with based on your pre-existing politics. And the fact that like she kept getting out of it, and that there's even this like pretense that that any Supreme Court justice like has no pre-existing beliefs and is just like this lawyer, philosopher, priest that is just like, I will then like descend upon the bench and give the one true answer, is just so full of shit. And it seems almost outdated that we still like even give lip service to it.
Yeah, I mean, she was very, I guess what Supreme Court justices are allegedly supposed to be doing, but it's so clearly untrue, like, for every justice of, like, well, I'm going to read the Constitution, and whatever the Constitution says to do, that's what I'll do. And what I think the Constitution, I'll whisper to the Constitution, and what it whispers back, that's what I'm going to vote on.
Yeah.
And, like, I only listen to the Constitution, which is, like, whatever, putting aside all the issues with the Constitution, is also, like, not true. The Constitution is misinterpreted for, like, partisan reasons every day, all the time.
Yeah.
I found it, my least favorite part was when Ted Cruz was getting all flirty.
Oh my God.
I hated extra. He was like, so what are your hobbies? I was like, what is this? And then she's like,
play the piano.
They were on
actually
the fucking Bumble date. Yeah, they're just like, I play the piano. He's like, oh my gosh. So you're married? You got kids? Like, we can work around that. I'm like, what the fuck? Sick man. A sick man.
Like, there's not some new piece of evidence or like a new footnote in the Constitution she's going to notice and be like, well, I'll be damned. A woman does have a right to choose what to do with her body. Like, that's just not going to, I don't know. The whole thing just seems like a farce to me. Hot take. This politics stuff is a farce.
Jack.
A real circus. Yeah, no, Jack. I'm going to say it, Jamie. It's someone put a 10 on this circus.
Someone. It was, I don't know. I was honestly in and out on it because I'm engaging with the news at this point where I'm like, if I truly can do absolutely nothing and my opinion will not alter what is happening in front of me, I've just been engaging with it slightly less.
Yeah.
Because then you're just like, well, this is depressing. I'm just like watching someone who, if things work out, we'll just definitely try to take reproductive rights from people, will definitely try to take healthcare from people. And then what? I'm supposed to just like drop everything on a Tuesday morning and watch? No, thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's take one more break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back, and I want to talk to you guys about Phil Collins.
Mm.
Personally, professionally on this show, we typically don't cover much celebrity gossip or public divorces or
Never.
Phil
it's,
Collins.
It's low, bro.
Phil Collins, we rarely cover.
Well, we're more Peter Gabriel fans here.
Right. That's yeah. I mean, we do have the Gabriel block that we usually do every Friday. But
he would actually be a good guest for a Ball Talk, Charlie. Just a side note, guys, if we could just like, depending on how. Yeah. I don't know where he'll be after this situation, but maybe he would be good.
Yeah. If he's available, we'd love to have him on.
I think he is.
it's one of those stories that even in 2020 it's like, God, I wish I had more bandwidth to devote to to just following this story as it develops.
Simpler times. This would be a glorious story.
Oh my God.
So a headline from Vanity Fair: Phil Collins is now suing his ex-wife over, quote, an armed occupation and takeover of his mansion.
Is that real?
That's real.
Oh my God.
So if you haven't been up to date on Phil Collins's romantic history, he married Oriane Sevi back in 94 when she was 21. He was 44.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. No problems there.
Man, I can't imagine that would go wrong.
I can feel it coming in the air.
Is that Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Was that
yeah.
an after
oh,
reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Perfect. Nailed it. They got married in 99. They divorced in 2006, but then they got back together in 2016. And then in 2020, when she had grown up a little more, in 2020, she went to Las Vegas and married a younger man and informed Phil of this in the form of a text message, which is harsh. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe karma at work since Collins was famously.
Did she marry a man younger than her? Because that would be disgusting.
Yes, 15 years her junior.
So he was 15? How old was he? When
So she's now, I think, in her 40s, right?
Oh, okay.
Because she was 21 in 1994. So
gotcha.
She's like 43, marrying a guy in his 20s in Vegas. Let's Phil know via text. Phil was famously rumored to have broken up with his second wife via fax machine. So there's a couple ways that karma may be like rearing its ugly head here.
And is it like handwritten too? Like, oi, yeah. Divorce, yeah? Like us, Phil.
Oi, Phil.
Divorce, yeah.
Phil. I don't know much about the this has always been a blind spot, Miles. We've talked about this when we were right. thinking about doing a news podcast. Was like, I am notoriously blind to Phil Collins's romantic history. Yeah. And so I haven't done the work, you know.
But what if this
classes in college?
What if this armed takeover?
All right. So now his ex-wife, Sivi, is living in Phil Collins's Florida mansion with her new husband.
Okay.
And Phil Collins is trying to get rid of them. So it sounds like kind of a straightforward like squatter scenario where like someone's trying to kick somebody out of their house. But that's easier said than done because according to Collins, Sivi and her husband have implemented a bold plan to seize control of the house using heavily armed guards. So she has hired a team of armed security guards who now patrol his house.
It should be noted all the security team are 15 years younger than right. her husband. So
yes.
It's just a bunch of
they
children.
Are children. That yeah. is important to keep in mind.
Bunch
they
of Zoomers children. On Razor scooters.
She also had the alarm system changed so that Phil Collins didn't know the code. And there's a detail in the suit that is pretty incredible. She contacted the company that provides the alarm service to the property, told the owner to come to the property. And then her husband and one of the armed guards basically like coerced him to do like lock Phil Collins out of the home. And they're like, you can see the details of this coercion attached in Exhibit 10. So it's... Mm. Yeah, like they're...
She had a guard with a gun on their hip change the codes so Phil wouldn't know. That's not intimidating. Excuse me, sir. Please go with this armed guard named Frank.
Yeah,
I love how in the affidavit it's like by a quote-unquote guard named Frank, but it's F-R-A-N-C-K, so fancy.
Frank.
Oh,
yeah.
Frank.
He's German.
Yeah. I mean,
I will change the codes.
Speaking of German, it does feel like there are definitely like some Die Hard vibes going here where they've like taken over control.
Shit,
with
guns.
This
is like War of the Roses turns into Die Hard. It's insane.
Taping over the security camera lenses too.
Yeah, like, they've taped over the security lenses. Really? It's so wild.
I feel like it was just like a one night they got drunk. Like, let's just stay here,
right.
It started like good whimsical fun, and it just got out of hand. And now they're dug in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her new husband's like, babe, where are we going to go? I thought you had money. She's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
I lied to this guy. House?
Yeah.
All hopefully right, fuck, Frank is working.
I'll get my ecstasy dealer to come with his gun, and he'll make the alarm company people change it at gunpoint. And
the only thing Phil Collins has been doing is just like faxing like crazy, not realizing they don't have a fax machine. So she's like,
I demand.
Get out.
Give me my outs back.
Get out.
Just in
my
his
drums
media.
Are in back, please.
There's a fax machine with just like a 3-foot pile of paper at the bottom in his like media closet that also has like a cassette player and like a CD.
I feel a little bad for him, but not really. It just,
yeah.
People create what it, insane is chaos it just, for themselves.
Like, they're because they have a messy divorce. Like, what are the demands of these, the people who set off this coup d'etat?
Yeah. So there, she's threatening to release damaging allegations, which he claims are false. If he doesn't basically just let them stay and pay up. Yeah. So,
are there kids involved? Wow. I really need to know as a parent. Are there kids involved?
Is this Lily's mom?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think Lily's mom might have been the one who...
They did have two... They had two kids together, though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
So I'll answer my own question. Yes, Brian, there are kids involved.
Really?
You?
Oh, my God. That's so troubling. Well, Brian. Yeah. I mean, a strong parental force is important. Like,
what? How do you even go to therapy for that when you're like in your 30s? When you're like, so what was your childhood like? And you're like,
well, funny you ask.
You remember the Phil Collins armed guard takeover?
There is that rite of passage that every kid goes through where your mom takes armed control of the house and you're just looking at your parents like, what's going on?
Right.
And that's when I knew I wasn't going to get married ever. You know?
Right.
Not if that's how it ends.
Yeah. Well, let's keep them in our prayers, guys.
Yeah. Right? Seriously.
Really.
And hopefully have him on Bald Talk so he can work through some of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. If we could bring
that's the venue.
If we could get Phil Collins to come on Bald Talk and cry about this, like, I just want him to cry.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
And you guys are just trying to, like, shoot this shit with him, and he's like, he's a bummer guest.
I was locked out of my house.
And we just drop in audio underneath it.
Do, 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 do. The crying. Damnedest thing is, I never felt it coming in the air that night.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.